Hello, Wildcats. This is Evan Nimick from the ACU Sports Podcast. Our guest today, men's basketball super senior Joseph VanZant, talking about his decision to come back from injury last year and return for a fifth season of college basketball. First off, his decision to transfer to ACU in the first place, and talk a lot about marriage and fatherhood, some of the things that make Joseph VanZant a unique basketball player here at ACU. We also want to make sure that you know about the ACU baseball and softball team's first pitch dinners happening later this month. The softball teams will be Saturday, January 24th, and the baseball teams Saturday, January 31st here on campus. So sign up for those. You can find out more information on the ACU Alumni Association website and at acusoftballcamps.com. Now here's our conversation with ACU basketball player Joseph VanZant. Guy from Midland.
Sir.
Is Abilene, West Texas?
It's definitely greener than Midland. No, Midland is West Texas for sure. But I like Abilene because it's still got the West Texas feel, but it's not a Dust Bowl like Midland. So I like it a little bit better than Midland.
Midland Christian High School, right?
Yes, sir.
You broke your older brother's school record for points scored.
I did.
So he's 4 years older than you,
yes.
Correct,
yes.
Daniel? And so you knew the record. He'd already set it, you know, a few years before you.
Yeah.
What was it like trying to chase his record?
Me and my brother a little bit different as far as mentality and everything. I was more like a do whatever it takes to win type of guy. Daniel was a pure point guard, pure scorer. But I think I had a little bit more help on my team, so he kind of had to do it all. But my thing was, man, whatever I have to do to win, that's what I'll do. But so I really didn't even pay attention to the record that much, honestly.
I read that Liberty coaching staff came to Abilene 2 weekends in a row,
yes,
for tournaments to see you play.
For sure.
I assume they're talking about, like, the Cat Claw tournament,
yes,
at Wiley.
Yes,
and
I went to that.
Canes Classic at Abilene,
yes,
High and Cooper.
Yes, and I had another one of my playoff games was hosted also in Abilene 1 year. It had, like, a kind of met halfway, so yeah, they came to that one as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that like for them to come all the way from Virginia to Abilene to see you play?
That's pretty cool. That's honestly one of the reasons why I committed – pretty early, I committed going into my junior year. So, you know, just how much they showed up and supported me, that's one of the reasons why I committed pretty early.
You know, I know guys out here,
mm-hmm,
it's difficult
for sure
to get big schools to come watch them,
right?
Come see them play. And I get it logistically. Mm-hmm. They can hit up 30 schools in DFW
for
and
sure
the amount of time it would take them to look at a few schools out here.
For sure.
What was your recruitment process like?
It was pretty fun. It was pretty cool. Like you said, like it's not too often that coaches would come out and come watch you practice or anything, especially being in West Texas. I had a couple schools like UTEP. I had Coach Beer came over. 1 year, Coach Adams from Texas Tech came over to watch me practice. That was a pretty cool experience. Coach Terry came over and watched me practice when he was at UTEP, and then the year after went to Texas. So this is a pretty cool experience, especially for my teammates that probably wouldn't have got to experience that. So I think just being able to share that with them also, like, and being from Midland and knowing that that's rare was a pretty cool experience.
Was ACU in the picture at all when you were in high school?
ACU, I think they came to a couple of my – obviously, the Cat Call classes came, yeah, and watched me, but I was committed so early that they probably – I think they were – probably thought I had some time on the back end just because I'm a West Texas native to come in, but I had already committed so early, so it was one of those things that was harder, yeah, for sure.
So 3 years at Liberty.
Yes, sir.
You played a ton.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What was it like to go in right away and be a starter for Liberty?
Yeah, another reason why I committed early, I know that on the just the recruiting and pitch, like they knew what kind of player I was and a player that they were losing, that I fitted a similar style. Like I think he was a defensive player of the year the year prior, prior to leaving. And they kind of saw me fit that role, just being a leader on the defensive end, being a slasher, being someone that could attack the rim. So main reason why I came over there, because I knew I was had a chance to get in the game early and impact winning. But it was an awesome experience, especially with that type of team, because they've had prior to me coming, they've gone to the tournament 4 years in a row. So just knowing I was coming into a winning culture was pretty cool, and to be a starter was even cooler.
When did your brother join the coaching staff at Liberty?
Yeah, so my brother, obviously, during the recruitment, my coach kind of talked to him, even my recruitment. We talked to a lot of people in my family, really got to know our family, and my brother being overseas, knew it was kind of time to – knew his pro career was kind of winding down, and wanted to get into the college coaching realm, and came over 1 month to Liberty and was kind of training me and working me out, and also working a lot of my teammates out. And my Coach McKay kind of reached out to him and said, man, this opportunity is here, and if you want it, you can have it. And obviously he took that, and it was a really cool experience just to have him there, because we never really got to – being 4 years older than me, he went off to school earlier, so I didn't really get to hang out with him that much. Because when you're 4 years older, yeah, you don't really got that time to – it's a little different when you got that age gap. So when he went to college with me, we really got to bond and really got to know each other a little bit better. So that was a really cool experience.
Where's Daniel at now?
The year before, he went to URGCV to be a player development coach. And then this year, he's in New Orleans at Loyola, I think. It's a NAIA.
Gotcha.
His prior coach at St. Edward's, that used to be assistant coach there, got a head coaching job at Loyola and asked him to join. So definitely big connections. So usually don't get that high on the coaching staff because he's associate head coach there. Usually you kind of have to work your way up there, but, you know, with the connections and this God's grace, able to get those opportunities.
2026 ACU baseball season tickets are on sale now at tickets.acusports.com. Join the Wildcats for another exciting year at the freshly renovated Bullock Brothers Ballpark at Crutcher Scott Field, featuring shaded seating with new chairback seats and premium options just feet from the action. Go to tickets.acusports.com to view baseball season ticket options and available seating today.
My son's journey with speech sparked my interest in getting a degree. ACU was perfect. The faith-based approach and practical experience. Then came the unexpected, a breast cancer diagnosis. ACU's support, the love and real help during treatment was incredible. They made sure I finished my degree. Now cancer-free, I love my new career, helping kids find their voice and truly living my best life.
Pursue your undergraduate or graduate degree online at Abilene Christian University.
So you and Cade Horniker, the two married guys on the team, where did you meet your wife?
I met my wife in high school. So
really?
We're high school sweethearts. Started dating, exiting my junior high school. So I was already committed to Liberty when we already started dating. So pretty was pretty funny. So during the whole time dating, I don't know why I think we were just so close. I kind of expected her to come to Liberty with me. I didn't even really ask or anything. But then all of a sudden she asked and was like, is it okay if I go follow you up to Liberty? And I was like, I kind of expected you to do that already. So, which was funny because she also played basketball and she had a couple scholarship offers, D2, D3 to play. And her mom jokes around with me and saying that she gave up on basketball and she met me. So yeah, that's a little running joke there. But But yeah, we've been together since high school.
When did y'all get married?
So going into my junior year,
okay,
of college. So we got married when I was 20. Gotcha. Yeah, we were both 20.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Got it done early. But obviously, like, just the commitment she made to me going, traveling across the country 23 hours away from Midland. And I got a lot of mentorship from my college coaches, and really, they were a really big part in that, and invested a lot of time into me and her. And I just thought it was the right time for us, for sure.
What did she feel about the entering the transfer portal and eventually coming to ACU? But after 3 years at Liberty, you know, mm-hmm. that's a big decision. And now, sure, as a married man, mm-hmm. you can't make that decision alone. It's right. Got to be a team decision between you, sure, and your wife.
For sure. Well, obviously got married, and a couple months into our marriage, found out that we were pregnant. So I think that was a real big reason why I transferred back, just getting her closer to home. Because before then, we moved into a whole different apartment there in Lynchburg, and so I think we were barely 3 months into our lease. so by the time I decided to enter the transfer portal, so I had to break out. That was a whole deal. I had to break out my lease early and everything. So, but I think that was you know, I talked to my coaches at Liberty, and they knew the reasons why I was leaving, and it wasn't any bad blood. I loved Liberty. Loved everything they invested into me, but I thought it was just the right thing for me and my family to do, and just ending up at ACU is just a plus, you know, just coming into this environment, and coaches making me feel welcome, making my wife feel welcome. I think from my wife, both of our perspectives, like coming from Liberty to here has been an awesome transition, just because it feels a little bit more like home. Just 'cause obviously you're in West Texas, and people are, you know, Texas, you know, we're just nicer. You know, we just got a little southern feeling to us. Yeah. So it's definitely felt like home.
Well, I relate to you because I think my wife and I, my wife told me that she was pregnant like 5 or 6 weeks after we got married.
Right.
So there was very little honeymoon phase, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It turned into life is happening really quickly. So tell me about your child.
Yes, sir. Yes, no, man. It's been a blessing, man. He's a year and a half, about 18 months, man. He's all smile, man. He's probably been one of the easiest things, man. Like, especially my wife is also awesome mother, so she makes it easy. But he makes being a parent pretty easy. So
yeah, 18 sure. months is a good age.
Yeah, it's good. But he's starting to get to the toddler stage.
Yeah.
So we're getting there. But he's still pretty easy right now.
One thing I had to learn as a new father was, you get home from work, and it's not your time to relax anymore. And pastor at our church this Sunday called it second shift. Mm-hmm. You're moving into second shift. Yes. You're on duty now with the kids.
Yes.
I don't know that there is a balance between work and family, mm-hmm. Division I athlete in school, and
for sure,
and being a father and husband, but how do you try to make it all work?
Yeah, I think that's probably been the hardest part. I think, like you said, like, you know, you're going to class, you're going to practice, and you're building relationships and practicing. I think that was a big thing for me last year, is, you know, especially transferring in to be not just be one of those guys that just showed up to work and just left and went back to their family and not really build relationships with my teammates. And I think I did a really good job last year, but it's also like you're giving so much of yourself, like to school, to practice, and then you go home and you can't just shut down. You know, you got a wife and kid that they haven't seen you all day, and you need to give just as much of yourself to them as you do to your work, right? Because this is, for us, it's a job. So I think that's probably been the hardest thing to navigate, and still something I'm trying to figure out. And I think it's a daily pursuit as far as that. But yeah, that's probably been the hardest thing. Yeah. And to show up and be a dad and be a husband and support and give everything, right? Not just what you want to give. So still in pursuit of that, to be the best teammate, best player, and also best father and best husband I can be.
I know Tanner's kids are grown now. Mm-hmm. And Carlskin's kids are almost to college, or right. At least one of them is. So do they give any advice to you on fatherhood or anything?
Yeah, man, they just basically said, like, don't take it for granted, and you know, be in the moment, and you know, cherish those moments, because they go by fast. I think you know, you always hear that stuff, but you know, I'm about to turn around and my kid's almost about to be two. You know, so it does fly by. And so just being in the moment and you know, soaking it up all in, you know, because in basketball, college basketball, the same thing. Like, you know, I turn around and I'm about to graduate, and you know, 4 or 5 years pass, and you know, this stage of my life is you know, about to come to an end, you know. So also trying to soak up these last couple months of you know, my college career. So it's been a cool year.
Your wife and your son, do they get to come to a lot of games?
Oh yeah, she's made it to almost she's made it to every home game.
Yeah.
And she's planning on heading to Tarleton and UTA. So right. So it's just been awesome to have them there. Last year obviously was supposed to be my last year and got hurt. So it's even more of a blessing that I think he's able to watch us and really understand. Like they come to practices and I can see him up there engaged and looking. So it's pretty cool to see like him understand a little bit better and being able to watch me play. So
yeah, last year I think you were 8 games in.
Yep.
And got injured at Baylor.
Yep.
And we're out for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you transferred with one season of eligibility.
Yeah.
And then you got hurt in the first you know, quarter of the season.
Yes.
Take me through the process of you know, did you even think about this, let's just not pursue a medical red shirt and just graduate and move on?
Yeah,
without basketball?
So that was the kind of the talk with Coach Tanner the whole time. Like, man, could I stick it out, you know? Like I knew I could still impact the game in such a way, like just by being a hard defender. But for me, I kind of just didn't want to go out my last year playing with one arm. You know, I think I wanted to go out on a year that I can say I gave my very best, you know, regardless. And being hurt, like, I didn't want to have that lingering, like, oh man, I wish I would have finished my college career differently. So I think that was the biggest thing of my decision to get to take the medical research and get the surgery, especially because I think the first one was the first time I dislocated the first game. I was like, oh, that didn't hurt that bad. I think it was game 6. I think we were at a tournament in Montana, and it was like the last seconds of the game, and I boxed out, and the guy kind of grabbed my arm a little bit, and it came out, and it was probably the worst pain I've felt in a long time. I think it took about like 20 minutes to get it back. It was dislocated for about 20 minutes. Wow. So, and it hurt. So I was like, yeah, maybe it's time to rethink what we're gonna do here. So, but I think it's been the best decision for me, for sure.
So you could have tried to play all of last year, yeah, without getting the surgery,
yeah,
and just fought through it,
for sure.
But you decided to do the surgery, mm-hmm, go through the whole rehab and get back to close to 100%
yes,
for this
sir.
Year.
Yes, sir.
What'd you learn about from last season having to watch the team from the sideline?
Definitely, like, last year obviously was just a harder year just because you have so many new faces and like just a change like of leadership and everything. So I knew we lacked a certain leadership last year. And so And it's different from leading from the bench or when you're not playing. It's harder, obviously. So I knew from last year to this year that that was something that I needed to be. And even Coach Tanner talked to me about being a leader and someone that is vocal. And also the guys last year, new guys stepping up this year. You got Rich and you got B-Hub that have made drastic step ups, not only in their game but in their leadership. So I think we all kind of learned from last year what we really needed, right? It was obviously to grow as a team and play together and the leadership perspective of everything bumping up a notch. So,
Coach Tanner has said this before, and another assistant, Coach Carlskin, has said the same thing of the impact you have on the game that people don't notice, that is not in the stat sheet. What are some of those ways that you try to impact the game?
Obviously, like I said, leadership, just being someone that that they can look at, someone that's working 110%. I think I pride myself on working hard. I think that's one of the kind of my superpower. Maybe not be the I know on the court I might not be the most skilled or the fastest or anything, but I personally take it upon myself to be the hardest worker on the court, and I think that's something that that people can look at on the court, or your teammates can look at and try to match that. So I think that's something that I bring. And obviously on the defensive end, I take a lot of pride on the defensive end. I think that's fun for me, just the competitor I am, and taking it upon myself to be the best defender on the court. I think that's something else I bring.
How do you describe Coach Tanner's defense?
I think it was probably an easier transition for me, just because I played Liberty. We played the pack line, a little bit different here. I think it's very much a aggressive denial, and it's a group effort, right? A team effort as far as the defense. Like, you have to be able to have each other's back in this defense. So it's not just so you're guarding one-on-one, like you're guarding, you know, five-on-one, right? Whoever the ball is, you're helping, right? So definitely think it's a high energy, high effort. You know, it takes a lot to play that defense, and but it works. I definitely agree with that.
You guys forced season-high 22 turnovers against Utah Valley.
Yes.
Resulted in 21 points off those turnovers. When that defense is being effective,
for sure,
and leading to some easy buckets on offense, what does that feel like during the game?
Obviously, it makes the game way easier, right? You know when your defense is leading the offense, it kind of helps both your offense and the defense, right? I think Coach always says it, man. You know, our defense helps our offense, and our offense helps our defense. You know, when we're taking quality shots, you know, we can go back and set our defense. And when our defense is getting steals, we can lead out to easy offense, which we can go back and set our defense. So it's a give and take from the offense and defense. And when you're turning those guys over that much, it makes the game so much easier, right?
You know, there were a lot of question marks about this team coming into the year because of who wasn't here.
For sure.
But knowing that Braden had to step up into, like, you're the go-to guy.
For sure.
And Coach Tanner's talked about he's had to figure out, how do I deal with being the number one guy on the opponent's scouting report?
Right.
And what do you think about the progress this team has made in figuring out who they are right now?
I think we've done a great job. I think that's so important as a team, to know what you bring and know your role and know your value on the team. And you know, sometimes you got to give what the team needs and not what you want to give. And I think we've really found that out. You know, I think obviously, you know, Rich gives us leadership and gives us a steady pace on offense. Obviously, B-Hub is filling into his role of being that number one guy, but also letting the game come to him. You know, I think that's been great for him. Sebo being someone that can relieve us on the scoring. Yanni being our kind of our steady anchor whenever he comes in, and leading the team joy, energy guy, you know, coming in and just kind of giving us a spark, you know. So I think all the guys that we have on our team have something that they're good at, and when they get out there, they maximize it. So I think, you know, you can kind of tell, you know, games we've lost, we've, you know, wavered in that identity, but when we've really stuck together in that and really have accepted that and accepted our role and thrived in it, we've won, and we've won decisively. So I think those are big steps that we've taken this year.
In December, you guys played at number one Arizona,
yes,
number 10 BYU in a 4-day span.
For sure.
That week of playing two top 10 teams, yep, in packed gyms, what was that experience like?
Obviously, like and Coach Tanner was saying, man, this is what, you know, when he was leading up to the game and talking to us, like, man, this is what we play the game for, right? To play the number one team, right? To play those high major teams, because, you know, our hopes and our dreams is to get to March Madness and play those teams of those caliber. So I think it was really good for us to match up against those teams, and you know, obviously for me, I want to play against the best, and I think I really, you know, will be able to look at those games and really like cherish those moments and those memories, you know, because not everybody gets those chances to play the number one team in the country or to play against top three pick in the draft, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, those are going to be things we're always going to be able to look back on and tell our families, tell our kids about. So it was an awesome experience.
And how you guys played against BYU.
For sure.
I mean, you guys controlled the first half.
We did.
It was incredible to watch.
For sure. No, I think that was one of the games, especially the first half, that we really played a complete game defensively. I think we had a little shaky moments as far as offense, but I think defensively we really settled down and asserted ourselves pretty early, and I think that's why we're in the game early. Obviously, give BYU a lot of credit. They're a really good team, yeah. And you know, with those high major teams, like when those high major teams going to run, it's hard to slow it down, you know. So kind of got away from us a little bit at the end, but it was still an awesome game to even know that we were in the game and that we felt like we belonged on that court. So I think it was really good for us.
Sure. What are your plans after this season?
Obviously, kind of, I've talked to Coach Tanner about everything, and you know, going the pro route or going overseas, you know, I think it would have to be something that I couldn't say no to go that route. But I think you know, having a young family, that'd be hard to, you know, go across the country unless it was something that, you know, was a no-brainer. So I think my next step would try to get into coaching. You know, I think you know, I kind of already been in trying to get my foot in the door and have had some conversation with people to see those next steps and what I have to do. But I definitely want to get into the coaching career, whether that's high school or college.
The ACU Sports Podcast is a production of the ACU Sports Network. You can find all episodes of the ACU Sports Podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and acusports.com.